Joining us now are two commentators, one Palestinian, one Israeli, whom we bring together often here. Daoud Kutab is director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University. Welcome once again.
Thank you, Robert.
And Hirsch Goodman is a columnist with the Jerusalem Report and a senior fellow at Tel Aviv University's Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies. Welcome, Hirsch.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask Daoud Kutab first whether what you see happening in Gaza is likely to reform the Palestinian National Authority under the leadership of Yasser Arafat, or is it a choice? Gaza will either get reform or Arafat, but not both.
Well, I don't know if we have to make that choice. Certainly, we know one thing, that people in Gaza are not going to be fooled by some cosmetic reform. There's clearly a public, let's say, activist in the Fatah movement who insist on proper reform and are willing to go to the streets and make their case made. And we've seen in less than 48 hours that Yasser Arafat had to come down and listen to what people were saying.
We're so much more accustomed, Daoud, to hearing about the conflict between Arafat's nationalist camp and the Islamists of Hamas or Islamic Jihad. If there is some conflict within the nationalist camp, can they still control things, or will power inevitably fall to the others, to the Islamists?
Well, I don't think that's a serious worry. I think that there will be some resolution. The key is who's going to come on top at the end of it. I think the Fatah has had a history of all kinds of internal fights, and when things get really bad, they find a way to resolve it. I just think that it's not going to be easy anymore for Arafat to dictate his opinion, and he has to really listen to what people are saying.
Hirsch Goodman, Israel has obviously favored the removal of Yasser Arafat from power. And some say Israel has favored doing away with the Palestinian National Authority, too. Does the situation now in Gaza cheer Israelis, scare them, or none of the above?
Well, I'd say that there's a lot of wishful thinking going on among Sharon and the cabinet that, you know, perhaps this will undermine Arafat. But I think the intelligence they're getting and they understand essentially is that this is a demand for reform and not a revolt against Arafat. This is a demand for the lackeys around him who've got fat and live ostentatious lifestyles, get rid of them. And I reckon the timing had something to do with Sharon's decision to disengage from Gaza and the role of the Egyptians. But essentially, I think the assessment here, it's not going to weaken Arafat at the end of the day.
You say the role of the Egyptians. What do you understand to be the role of the Egyptians in the Gaza Strip, which from 1948 until the Six-Day War of 1967 was administered by Egypt?
Well, Mubarak and the Egyptians have a great interest in not seeing anarchy break out on their border. In other words, they're accepting a reality that Israel is going to pull out, and they don't want smoldering fires.
Daoud Kutab, is an Egyptian role welcome to most Palestinians?
I think yes, but if I may add that Arafat has been in a way running Gaza by remote control from his house arrest in Ramallah. And it's really hard to do that because you depend on reports from what Hirsch called lackeys, and I agree with him, and you don't really know what the situation there unless you are there. So Arafat has been away from Gaza for now 3 years, and it's about time that you will see all kinds of troubles that are dependent on decisions made from far away.
Hirsch, do you agree with that?
I do agree with the analysis. It's absolutely true that it's impossible to govern so complicated a place by remote control. But I don't believe it's a communications problem. I believe it's a generational problem. The young generation that fought the first Intifada and sat for years inside Israeli prisons are now coming out and are saying openly, we're going through a transitional period. This is the leadership we see, not these people who are accused of theft and rape and plundering and pildering, and who they see as absolutely corrupt.
I want to pursue this a little bit about generations. Yasser Arafat has been a leader of the Palestinian National Movement since the 1960s. The Israeli Prime Minister and the leader of the Labour Party, that is, Ariel Sharon and Shimon Peres, are hammering out a policy for Gaza right now. These men have been senior, major players in Israeli affairs since the 1950s.
Yeah, together they've got about 100 years in politics.
Where are the younger people in the Middle East? I mean, where is the next generation? Dawood, where are they among the Palestinians?
Well, some of them are still in jail, like Marwan Barghouti. Others are in a very difficult position. Unfortunately, the older leaders on both sides have not given enough room. You know, this is a very difficult conflict, and people somehow seem to trust more the older, more experienced generation. But there is problems with age that, you know, you're not in touch with the public. And in Palestine, I don't know in Israel, but in Palestine, the majority of the public is under 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So they are missing out a group. We've also had the unfortunate situation of not having elections for some years. So many years have passed, and there isn't opportunities for young people to come in and play a role.
On the Israeli side, Hirsch, there's no shortage of elections, and Israelis have had younger leaders, Netanyahu and Barak, but they return to the older men.
Yeah, I think what we see here is that people see Peres and Sharon as a bridge over troubled waters. I think the political debate in Israel has shifted. It's not whether you can make peace, whether you can't make peace, but for right or wrong reasons, there's a perception here now that there is no partner. And the political debate in Israel is now whether to consolidate or not to consolidate. What I mean by consolidating is instead of retaining all the territories and the presence, even in the most ludicrous of outposts, and in Gaza where there's 7,000 Israelis and 1.3 million Palestinians, the idea is to get out of these troubled spots, withdraw within the security barrier, have a secure border between us, the West Bank and Gaza, live our lives, and then the people on the other side are ready, and we ready here, we'll knock on each other's doors and sit down and begin again. Conversely, on the other side, the Palestinians see Israeli buildings going up, the roads operating, banks operating, schools operating, despite all, and they know the 6 million aren't going to go anywhere. So I think the sides can finally look at each other eyeball to eyeball and begin to work out a new future.
Hirsch Goodman in Jerusalem and Dawood Qutob joining us from Amman, Jordan today. Thanks to both of you once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hirsch Goodman is a columnist with the Jerusalem Report and a senior fellow at Tel Aviv University's Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies. Dawood Qutob is director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University.